Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Tuesday, one of my character flaws is that when famous people say stupid stuff, I really don't react much other than to mock it. Many Americans are horrified that rap guy Kanye West said he liked some things about Hitler, a historical mass murderer. Perhaps the entertainer liked his stamp mustache, maybe his dog. We don't know. But why would anyone care? Mr. West, as the song goes, don't know much about history or anything else. And living in a narcissistic world, it is beyond his capability to understand that massive pain, any positive mention of the Third Reich, would bring to Jews and others. He can't understand that. I'd even send West my book, Killing the SS, but I know he'd never read it because it's not about him. Shortly before Thanksgiving, NBC commentator Joy Reid said on the air that celebrating the holiday was offensive because the Mayflower folks were only interested in abusing Native Americans and the Plymouth Colony was a genocide preview. Totally absurd, as the colonists were utterly dependent on local Indians for day-to-day survival. Ms. Reid spouses nonsense all the time because she despises her country. It all comes down to the truism that people believe what they want to believe. And that's why we're hearing all of this unbelievable nonsense. But it does get a reaction. But really, is it worth getting upset? No. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.